Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Bob Geismar, and welcome to another edition of One Thought Golf on Blog Talk Radio. It is 2:30 p.m. Eastern Time on Wednesday, the 23rd of September, one day before the first round of the Tour Championship by Coca-Cola to be played at Eastlake Golf Club in downtown Atlanta. Also, one day before the first round of the third leg in the Web.com Tour Finals to be played at the Ohio State University Golf Course. We will talk extensively about those events. I'll have a strategy for your game, an updated list of my Dirty Dozen, and a whole lot more. But first, we'll start out by talking about what happened last week at the BMW Championship in suburban Chicago at Conway Lakes. And I have to tell you something. Jason Day put on a show of remarkable golf for 2 days, 125 strokes, tying the tour record, all-time record, for the lowest halfway mark in any tournament. The kid is on fire. He had an average, and I say that in all humility for him, an average weekend 69-69, 138 strokes, wins by five, going away, never was under any pressure to speak of. Nobody came flying at him. So great week for Jason Day. Jason Day, all he had to do was get rid of that vertigo and get his thumb healthy. That's what he had trouble with last year. He's got a little problem every once in a while with his back. He's got to be a little bit careful with that. Other than those three things, nothing was holding him back. And when you release a tiger like that, anything is possible. However, we also have a whole bunch of other players who are playing really good golf as well on the PGA Tour. We'll talk about that in just a second. Can't let this go without Chez Reavie. We'll be back on the PGA Tour next year, winning the Small Business Connection Championship. And Chez Reavie is the kind of a player that needs to have everything come together for him at once. He's not going to sustain a long-term, high-caliber golf. Not a knock on him, it's just a fact. Very hard to be the kind of guy that does sustain the great golf for many, many, many months and years in a row. That's not his mode. Chez Reavie, though, when he's right, he is very good. Welcome back to the PGA Tour, Chez, with a win at the Small Business Connection Tournament. Okay, the Solheim Cup took place in Germany. The Europeans were ahead 10-6 going into the final day. Late in the day, they were still ahead by five, and the Americans won one match after another, after another, after another, and lo and behold, the Americans win the cup in dramatic fashion, winning every single match in the afternoon. Now, a little bit of controversy. On late Saturday, on the 17th hole, the Europeans did not concede to Allison Lee a probably somewhere between 14 and 18-inch putt. It was almost apparent that it was less than 2 feet. It was apparent that almost anyone would give that putt. They didn't. They walked away from the green as though, okay, come on, let's go to the 18th hole. They didn't. She picked up the ball. They lost the hole. Bit of a controversy. It was straightened out. Suzanne Pedersen did not mean to cause a controversy. This is one thing that does continue to bother me about team competitions in professional golf venues. And this is, we're talking about the President's Cup that's upcoming. Obviously, the Ryder Cup, where emotions run incredibly high, and the Solheim Cup, where emotions run high. They sometimes forget the sportsmanship and the game is more important than who wins and who loses. And it's one of the things that does honestly turn me off just a little bit on these team competitions. I just don't care that much. All of a sudden, I'm supposed to not like, for example, Justin Rose in the Ryder Cup, you know, or a Paul Casey. I'm supposed to not like them all of a sudden. Well, doesn't work that way for me. So anyway, the U.S. wins. Okay, now let's talk about Eastlake. I've been there many times, one of my favorite venues. It is built in and refurbished in the inner city of Atlanta. You wouldn't put a golf course where they have it if you had your druthers, but they did. It works. It's revitalized the area. It is one of the great masterpieces in U.S. golf history. For that reason alone, Bobby Jones, the memory of him is there with his membership for many, many years, way before Augusta National was even born. Great venue, a lot of shot making at that golf course. You can't just bomb it. I love the fact that it ends on an uphill at the end, par three, that can play as much as 250 yards. It generally plays in the 220s or 230s. They can make it as short as 185. They generally don't, not on Sunday especially, maybe one of the four rounds. Great golf course. Here are the players that are in the tournament. Louis Oosthuizen will be paired with Harris English. Kevin Na with Sangmoon Bae. Brooks Koepka, Billy Haas. Brant Snedeker with Stephen Bowditch. Matt Kuchar with Paul Casey. Danny Lee, Scott Piercy. J.B. Holmes with Kevin Kisner. Hideki Matsuyama will be playing alone because Jim Furyk with the bad wrist had to withdraw. Tough break for Jim. We hope he's okay for the President's Cup. Jimmy Walker with Robert Streb. Rory McIlroy and Justin Rose tee off at 110. Daniel Berger with Patrick Reed. Dustin Johnson with Charlie Hoffman. Bubba Watson with Zach Johnson. Ricky Fowler with Henrik Stenson. And the ultimate group, Jason Day, number one in the world, with Jordan Spieth, number two in the world. Now, as the rule goes, if you're in the top five, anyone, one through five, going into this tournament in FedEx Cup points, if you win the event, you win the FedEx Cup and the $10 million bonus. Those five players are Bubba Watson, Ricky Fowler, Henrik Stenson, Jason Day, and the aforementioned Jordan Spieth. That is the rundown. I will have my picks in that event shortly. I will also have my picks for you in the Nationwide Children's Hospital event that will be taking place at the Ohio State University course. It's also, as we mentioned, starting tomorrow. Now, my Dirty Dozen, and to refresh your memory, my Dirty Dozen is the 12 greatest players in the world right now who have yet to win a major. Here they are: Matt Kuchar, Henrik Stenson, Brant Snedeker, Patrick Reed, Jimmy J.J. Walker, Billy Haas, Dustin Johnson, Ryan Palmer, for the first time, has gotten on my list, Ricky Fowler, Paul Casey, Hideki Matsuyama, and also a first-timer, Charlie Hoffman. That is my list. I hope you agree with it or disagree with it. Either way, email me your Dirty Dozen at bob@bobgeismar.com. That's B-O-B at B-O-B-G-E-I-S as in Sam, M-A-R.com. Ernie Els is the recipient this year of the 2015 Payne Stewart Award for the great guy on the tour, the guy that gives back the most. And it is presented by the Southern Company. He was presented with it last night at Eastlake. Ernie overwhelmed, had a great speech, overwhelmed with joy, overwhelmed with his connection and intertwining with the late, great, three-time major champion, Payne Stewart. So congratulations to Ernie Els. Now, my strategy for today. Most amateur golfers stand too far away from the golf ball and they reach for it, causing all sorts of alignment problems, all sorts of ball striking problems. In most cases, stand a little bit closer to the ball. Every once in a while, as you address the golf ball, look down at your hands. I do not have an exact rule of thumb. Everyone is different in how they feel, your height, and your location to the golf ball as you address it. But in most cases, if you're reaching a little bit, or it appears that way, you're losing leverage. Leverage is distance. Leverage is also, you want to have a proper connection to the golf ball. And to do that, you need to have a steady head, a firm grip, not too heavy, but you have to have the proper distance away from the golf ball. That is my strategy for today. Now, my picks in the Nationwide event, the Nationwide Children's Hospital, which is the third of four legs to get back on or to get on the PGA Tour for 2016. I have Roger Sloan, Darren Stiles, and the little left-hander from Texas, Cody Gribble. That's Sloan, Stiles, and Gribble. On to my picks for Eastlake, the final event of the FedEx Cup. The winner on Sunday wins not only just shy of $2 million in prize money for the event, but a $10 million bonus. Wow. I have Dustin Johnson, Ricky Fowler, and Jordan Spieth. That's Johnson, Fowler, and Spieth. And if it is indeed either one, Fowler or Spieth, they will win the FedEx Cup in addition to the tournament. That is my show for today. This is Bob Geismar at B-O-B, and it's B-O-B at B-O-B-G-E-I-S-S-N-S-A-M-A-R.com. That is my email. Hope to hear from you all once again. And thank you so much for being with me. Have a great golfing weekend. Look forward to watching the tournament at Ohio State University and also at Eastlake in downtown Atlanta. Until next week, Bob Geismar saying so long for now.